This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Australia's number one award-winning show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self.
Hide and seek.
Visit joy.org.au/hide and seek.
Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Dean Beck and Andrew the Apprentice are with you. We are joined in the studio by the CEO, is that the full title? Right, of the Victorian AIDS Council, otherwise known as the Suckers VAC. No, the VAC. How's that rebrand going, that VAC in the...
I think the rebrand's going very well, don't you?
Yeah, but I'm never sure if I refer to it as VAC or the Victorian AIDS Council. I'm confused now.
Whichever you'd like to go with, I'm fine with that.
Okay, well, he's in here and he's joining us to talk about a new campaign that has just been launched. Simon, you've done this petition online for PrEP, but you've kind of added to it today with some videos, or our video. We'll hear it in a minute. Why did you want to go down that path of putting this out, putting out a video,
putting out the video
faces and names?
So the goal of the video is to drive discussion about PrEP, to help people understand why PrEP's important, to stop just talking about gay men's sex lives and whether it's PrEP or condoms, and to talk about the fact that, you know, that there are other things happening out there, there are other reasons people might want to be on PrEP, and we can't forget that PrEP may have made an impact. If we'd had PrEP back in the 80s, who knows where we'd be today. If we'd had more than one option of condoms, maybe HIV wouldn't be what it is today.
The reaction in the last today, while it's been up and about the story, and particularly the Star Observer story that's been out today, I think there's been lots of commentary around it, and also on social media. I think it partly demonstrates is that there's a continued need for education. Some people seem to think that it's an either or between condoms and PrEP around risk minimisation.
Yes, they do, clearly. So there's been very little discussion of the video itself. There has been some on social media, but there was the article in the Star Observer today about Dean and the fact that Dean came out as HIV positive yesterday to support our campaign as a recently diagnosed person. And a lot of that discussion online is about just use a condom, moron. I think one of the people even wrote that. Yep. You should just use condoms, hashtag moron. And it's not about condoms or PrEP. It's about increasing the number of ways that people have to take care of themselves and ensure that they're safe and prevent getting HIV. Condoms have been wonderful. They haven't been as good as clean needles, but they've certainly been a fantastic option for 30 years. But clearly, they haven't worked for everybody all of the time, or we wouldn't be having 1,000 people contract HIV in this country every year. So we're all human. We all make mistakes. Condoms don't work 100% of the time either. They break. They come off. There's other ways to contract HIV. PrEP isn't just about sex. PrEP's also available for injecting drug users. PrEP will protect anyone from HIV.
And it's also intended for people who might have used PEP a couple of times and think that that to be sort of proactive rather than reactive might be a better way to go. And as someone who had used PEP successfully twice, PrEP would have been what was very much in my radar because of the work I do here, and it was something that I had followed since its trials around the world. So it's been interesting to read some of the comments, and I've chosen from this point on not to bother reading anymore, but it's extraordinary the judgment that some people and also the lack of information that people have in regards to this particular subject, or lack of education.
A lot of the comments are very one-sided. They lacked information. There were people making statements about what's in the research where they clearly haven't read all the research themselves. And if anybody is claiming that stigma no longer exists for HIV-positive people, you really just need to read through those comments and the judgmental nature of a lot of those comments. And I think people forget that you're a real person And you've put yourself out there and you've done us a huge favour, and we appreciate it very much about the attention you've brought to this. And people forget that you're going to read those comments as well. And I've actually been quite shocked at the sort of things that people will say and put their name to.
Yeah, well, I was certainly shocked. I must say, though, from the outset, I have been overwhelmed by the degree to which on my Twitter handle here at the station and through email and text and phone calls, I've been overwhelmed by the amount of support, love and kindness that has been shown towards me. The only examples of anything other than that were associated directly with the article on the Star Observer webpage.
Mm.
But, you know, I've got a pretty thick skin. I can handle that. And it really, I think, is a greater reflection on the people that are posting such commentary than it is on me. And if they had read my interview as it was presented online in full, I would have hoped that they had thought twice before making such comments, but clearly not.
And so for you, it must, I suppose it reaffirms the need for continuing the work, both yourselves and also your partners at Living Positive Victoria, in getting education and educating our community.
Yeah, I guess PrEP, the discussion we've had today, and we've been campaigning on PrEP now for probably 12 months, it's largely been with a lot of negative guys, and it's largely been with people who've supported our position. This is probably the most active debate I've seen on PrEP in Australia in the last 24 hours on the Star Observer website.
Nothing like stirring the pot, love.
Most, you know, a good article online tends to get 3 or 4 comments. It was at 80 comments earlier on tonight, which I didn't know they had that many readers online.
685 views of the video. Is that kind of where you would have hoped it to be 12 hours out or 24 hours out?
I think that's pretty incredible, 685 views. I know it's been viewed in America. I know it's been viewed in Europe. We've had feedback from our colleagues over in London and in the US. The HIV Foundation in Queensland's asked if they can share it. ACON's already shared it. Living Positive shared it. It's creating a great deal of debate. I actually don't think there's a downside to the video. You know, it's 5 guys who've got HIV saying, maybe if I'd had the option of being on PrEP, I wouldn't be positive today. And that's not particularly controversial. If you don't blame positive people for becoming HIV positive, that's not a controversial position.
Dean, let's have a listen to the audio from the VAC's Approved PrEP Down Under video.
To me, HIV means having a whole added complicated metric to life. Every decision I make, everything I do in the course of my day has that extra level of consideration. Whether it's pushing myself too far physically at the gym, whether it's if I take on some other job or some other endeavor, if I'm adding too much stress to my life, it's wondering about how people are going to react to me if I disclose to them. It's wondering how I feel about myself because of my status. Constantly battling with feelings of depression and anxiety and questioning my own self-worth, and trying to be optimistic, trying to be positive, and trying to make the most of life as I possibly can.
Oh, HIV has caused me a lot of grief over the years. I've lived with it for virtually half of my life. The first 10, 15 years were years of fear, when a lot of my friends were getting sick and dying. So for me, it was about fear about losing my own life, but initially it was about, would I ever have a partner? Would I ever have someone who was going to be my companion, you know, for much of my life, which is something I always wanted.
For so long, the onus of responsibility on keeping the community safe from HIV has been squarely with the HIV positive community, especially when we want to talk about treatment as prevention. Now, with PrEP, negative guys have the power to take control of their own safety in relation to HIV, and it's really exciting.
PrEP stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis. Taking of pills in a non-medical jargon way, so that you don't end up HIV positive. I believe that had PrEP been available before I was diagnosed with HIV, I would certainly have been on PrEP.
Well, the reason I say I would have been on PrEP if it had been approved in Australia and available is because I was aware of my sexuality and how it plays out in my life. It's why I regularly got tested. It's why I never feared going to the clinic to get checked up. It's why I'm now also in the best position to take care of my health and well-being as I look forward. But I would have been on PrEP because I acknowledge that, you know, I'm not perfect either.
I think PrEP has always been an option on the cards, and it's unfortunate that we didn't understand the efficacy of providing antiretrovirals before as a way of prevention. We've always understood, even back in 1997-98, that it was effective in a post-exposure situation where someone had been possibly exposed. I wish that PrEP had been understood as something that could be as effective as a pre-exposure technique.
If PrEP had been available before I was diagnosed, I would never have been diagnosed. I would not have HIV. We have to get PrEP approved and then onto the PBS as quickly as possible.
I don't want to see anyone else have to acquire HIV when we know something like PrEP is available.
My message to the Australian government, you took 10 years to approve rapid testing in this country. Do not take that long to approve PrEP. It is a valuable tool.
To anybody in the Australian government who has the power, the authority, and the ability to act, I say one thing to you. Act now. PrEP works. The science is there. The facts are in. PrEP prevents HIV. PrEP has the ability and the power to change what the HIV epidemic means, and it has the ability to end HIV in Australia.
Hide and seek. Joy 94.9.
This is Hide and Seek, and that was the audio from VAC's new video as part of
bloody
the approved.
Bloody dark when you hear it without the pictures.
Pictures. Approved PrEP Down Under video.
Yeah, well, I hope our parliamentarians do take note.
So do we. It's probably the first in a long campaign. You know, if we just rely on the TGA and PBAC doing what they do, we're probably still 2 or 3 years away from PrEP, so our goal is to speed that up.
The benefit of social media nowadays is you can send that video directly to Susan Ley, the Health Minister, and tag her in the videos, and hopefully either herself or one of her minders will have a look at it.
Mm.
What sort of time frames do you think the TGA would be are working on with regards to approving PrEP?
So we know that Gilead started the process of putting in an application for PrEP. They haven't started the process of getting it onto the PBS yet.
We're looking at about 2 years.
We're looking at 2 to 3 years. And maybe in that time, Truvada comes off patent, so maybe Gilead doesn't proceed.
Okay.
You can access PrEP internationally right now. You can go to any doctor, actually, and get a prescription for Truvada and get it online for $1,300 a year. Otherwise, if you're trying to get it locally, if you're not on one of the trials, which only in Victoria 100 people are, you're looking at $13,000 a year to access it privately.
Wow.
And although the patent runs out shortly, I noticed that Gilead have just submitted a revamped new version of Truvada.
new and improved?
New and improved, which will mean that it goes back onto patent.
Ah, okay. So, Simon, you said this will be probably the first of many videos. Or many components of a campaign?
Yeah, the first of a longer campaign, and it's not just us. So in Melbourne, we've been running forums on PrEP. We've started running information sessions for people who want to find out more.
Clearly, we need to run a few more of those.
We ran our first last night. We got 18 guys along to that.
Mm-hmm.
We've had queries about a women-specific group as well from someone in Positive Women about whether that would be an option. We've got the petition out there right now, and then, you know, we've also got people like ACON doing things in Sydney, Quack and the HIV Foundation doing things in Queensland. So
this video was you know, five community leaders living with HIV and talking about whether or not they would have seroconverted had PrEP been around. Do you think you'll be looking at developing videos by providing the voices of HIV-negative men about why they would like PrEP to be around?
I think there's already a lot of voices of HIV-negative men in this debate. The purpose of this video is to give it a bit of a broader context, because right now the media has run a line of why should taxpayers pay for gay men's sex lives.
Yep.
But it's more than that. It's not about paying for a gay man's sex life. It's about preventing a disease from spreading through the community. And we need to provide a bit more context about what we're trying to prevent in the community. So we have talked about a video of people who've lost loved ones to HIV and about whether they would have supported PrEP. And we've spoken to Neil Blewett, the first health minister who dealt with HIV and AIDS back in the 80s, and about his views on PrEP. And we're talking to him about whether he's prepared to go public on those. So
hide and seek.
Dean Beck and Andrew the Apprentice with you. Big hello to David, who does our podcasts too.
Exactly. Don't forget, you can join the conversation on air at joy.org.au is the email address.
Or you can SMS us. It'll come right through to the studio, 0427-JOY-949. That's 0427-569-949. Simon Ruth is with us, CEO of the Victorian AIDS Council. We're talking about the Approve PrEP campaign. Now, Simon, there's a petition alongside this, of course. We mustn't forget that. Have we seen any evidence of it going through to people signing that petition yet?
There has been a bit of a spike in the last 24 hours on the petition. It's an online petition. There was a big spike at the start and then it wanes a bit. And so part of the reason for producing this video is to continue to draw people back to the petition. I think we're sitting at somewhere around 2,500, 3,000 signatures right now.
When I last looked, 2,500, yeah.
Yeah, I think we can do better than that.
I think we can too. And it may not be for you. PrEP might not be the right fit for you, but I would like to think that we could all put our names forward and sign that petition so that for those that it is right for, it's available and available at a reasonable price.
Mm. PrEP's not going to be for everyone. In fact, it's probably not going to be for most people. And people will go onto it at certain periods in their lives when they feel they need more protection than they can get from condoms or from other measures of protecting themselves.
So what are the next steps for you and for the VAC in continuing to get this conversation happening around the world or around Australia?
Look, we'll continue to campaign on this. The video's only gone live 24 hours ago. There are a series.
Haven't we fixed this issue yet? God!
There's another 5 short videos that will follow it with the same group of speakers that will talk about different facets of PrEP and why we need PrEP. But this is going to be a part of a much bigger campaign, and not only in Victoria but right across the country, with the AIDS councils all working together to try and expedite PrEP being made available.
One of the key parts of the strategy of the video is obviously providing real voices around PrEP into the discussion, real voices from people living with HIV. What should other people living with HIV say to their family and friends around PrEP?
You know, I think people with HIV probably have the best understanding of the frailty of the human condition and what can go wrong. Negative people like myself, have probably been very lucky a lot of the time. We just think that the dice has rolled in our favours, but I think positive people have a better understanding, and it would be great if they could speak to their friends and loved ones about the difference that something like PrEP could have made for them. Again, not all positive people would have gone on PrEP, but a lot of positive people had no way of reducing their risk at the time. Their people become positive through different means.
I know so many people who are positive who aren't afforded the luxury of a microphone, and not even that, who aren't comfortable in being out with their status with their family, which I am, or even some of their closest friends. And I considered it really important to lend my voice when the time was right to a space that I guess filled in some of those gaps for a lot of people. I would like to see a lot more people stand up and come out and acknowledge their status and be advocates for the sector. I understand why they don't. Clearly, after today, I totally get why they don't. And you need to, if you do, make sure you're surrounded by good people and you have your head together. And I chose this time because I was right and ready to do that. There were other opportunities that came my way prior, which I passed on because I just wasn't ready for it. And so I think it's important that whilst I encourage more people to come forward, you do that when you're at your best and ready to do so, if you are. And if you're not, support people like me, because we'll happily fill in that gap for you.
There was one comment about the video by someone in the UK who said it's too negative about HIV, and that HIV negative men fully understand how hard it is to be HIV positive today. And I would challenge that notion. I actually don't think most negative people have any idea about what it's like to be positive. And I think the backlash that we've seen for you personally in the last 24 hours, I think, demonstrates that the stigma is still out there. And if positive people can do anything, I mean, just coming out of the closet about being HIV positive would make a huge difference. Congratulate you, Dane, this guy from America's Got Talent. We need more people to be public about being HIV positive, and that's the only way we're going to break down stigma and discrimination. People need to be ready to do it themselves. We wouldn't ever force anyone to do it. But it's, you know, for me, before coming to work at VAC, I knew of two of my friends who were HIV positive. I'd only ever discussed it with one of them. Since I've come to work at VAC, I've probably had another four friends confide in me that they're HIV positive that I never knew or understood what they were going through. And maybe, you know, things would have been different. Maybe I would have chosen this path earlier if I'd known that.
It's weird working in this space as I have for 6 years and being, you know, for quite a lot of the time, there were people that automatically presumed that I was HIV positive just because I spoke about it a lot and because I stood up for those that were. And that, you know, that's fine. They can think whatever they like. But it's working, I don't know whether you get it too, Andrew, people come to you to talk about their status or to share with you their troubles or ask you questions or about where to get resources and information. Yep. Because we do what we do. There's not enough of us either. We need more of it, you know. People like the great people that do the outreach stuff with VAC. I think we just need to have that conversation and to get over a lot of the crap.
Exactly. And you know, the Speakers Bureau, Living Positive Victoria, all those voices are so important to the conversation.
I just feel sometimes that even though we do what we do and they do what they do and they do a brilliant job at it, and then you see some of the things that we've witnessed today, you just sort of wonder, God, are we actually making any ground? You know? It's fucked. Really is.
Joy 94.9.
You are on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9, your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self. Tonight we are talking about the Approve Prep Down Under video that's been launched by the VAC in the last 24 hours.
There's a petition. Don't forget the petition.
There is a petition.
Change.org.
Change.org.
Approve Prep. And please sign it. And hopefully, in the not-too-distant future, we can get something approved that is approved elsewhere around the world and doing good work right now.
Exactly. As I mentioned, Simon's with us, but also, Dean, the video, of course, has your coming out.
Yes, I guess so.
And also today's article in the Star Observer.
Mm-hmm. Which I must thank Ben for. He did a brilliant job.
Many people might be asking, how the fuck did Dean Beck get HIV?
He's human, makes mistakes like everybody else.
Because, as you said before, you've been talking about it for such a long time. Some people might be concerned that if Dean makes a mistake, what?
Why would I be any different to anyone else?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, the way I express my sexuality is known to those whom have had the pleasure, but I'm certainly no different to anyone else in the sense that, you know, sometimes I fuck up too and shit happens.
Was there a moment where you can think back of? No.
I consider myself lucky that I have a 20-year history of regular testing.
Yep.
So that when I did get the diagnosis, I guess I got it at a period that was as soon as I possibly kind of could in my usual rollout of sequence of testing. I didn't have a seroconversion illness. It was left to field. I went for a usual test and expected the usual answer that I'd had for the last Four times 20, 80 times.
So it was a surprise.
Yeah.
Total shock.
Kicked me for a six.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You spoke in the article about the mental anguish of the diagnosis. Can you describe a little bit about what that was about?
I think it's very unique for each individual. For those, it was interesting reading that article about the guy from America's Got Talent. He came, and I watched his clip online. He came from a very religious background, and so that played out for him in I guess once he got his diagnosis. For me, this work, the work that I do here,
yep,
my rather tumultuous relationship in the past with the likes of the VAC, my outspokenness in, you know, regarding sexual health to the community, I knew that, as Ben beautifully put it, some would consider a cruel irony in what has taken place.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I guess would be termed internalized stigma to some extent, or to a large extent. So that's what I had to work through before where I'm here right now.
And of course you were appointed an Enough Ambassador.
As a negative individual.
As probably the loudest negative voice in Melbourne.
Yeah, at the time. Seems to be a much louder one now, but and good luck to him. Look, that's exactly right.
And was there a point at any time where you'd had that role and I'm not sure of the words, but because you had that role that you'd be attacked, I guess?
Yeah, of course. That went through my mind. And evidence would suggest that I was right. But that's fine, you know. I'm not worried about what other people say of me. If I worried about that, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now. I wouldn't have been on air for 6 years. There's no way I could continue that. So they can say what they bloody like. That's fine. More importantly, I hope that there are people that will listen to the story, the video online, read my article, connect with my position, reevaluate their own scenario and their own position. I hope that some of those that have written some of those things have a bloody good look at themselves, and I pray for them that they never have to be in the position that I'm in.
And you mentioned before family's all
terrific.
On board.
Yeah,
terrific.
They're great.
They're great.
Yeah. And like I said earlier, the response that I've had through my Twitter account and through people who I've got no idea who they are and they're on the other side of the world that just follow me on Twitter, that have been just tremendous. It's really, really sweet. So I'm most thankful for all of them. And I might add, Simon and the team at VAC and Brent and his team at Living Positive, both of whom have been tremendous from day one.
What are your key tips for those? As you said in your article and as we discussed briefly before, you know, it's always good to have more voices from the HIV positive community. What are your key tips for others who might want to start talking to family and friends about their status?
Oh, God, it's never easy. That's never easy. But take comfort in the knowledge of the love that you have for your family and that you know that they have for you, and know that things will be okay. For me, it was the same reason that I came out 23 years ago as being gay to my parents. It was that I wouldn't want to get hit by a bus tomorrow and them not know the real me, the all of me, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So, yeah, that's why I did. Why I told my parents, yeah, and family.
And Simon, getting the voices out there about the impact of HIV, the stigma that it's associated with it, and the need for a diverse risk minimisation strategy is critical for our community.
Yeah, certainly. So, you know, we know PrEP's not going to be for everyone. We think it should be available for those people who want to use it or need to use it. You know, the purpose of this video is to draw people back to the survey, to the petition, to create discussion. It's certainly creating discussion. didn't know it would be discussion about stigma, but it's certainly creating discussion. And we want to start looking at PrEP from all the different ways that it can be looked at and challenging people to think about why we need it and the various reasons why we need it. And this is just a starting point. There are a whole bunch more things that we have to discuss about PrEP. PrEP's not currently available in Australia. You either have to import it yourself or be on a trial. Once we've had people on PrEP for a couple of years, we'll start learning a lot more, and we will keep talking about this for the next few years.
And I think, as Nick Hollis put it in that video, in the audio that we heard, this is the first time that negative people, the ball's back in their court, in a sense. For a long, long time, there's been an air of responsibility to, around the positive person, around disclosure. We know that what plays out with undetectable. And for those that don't know, find out, will you? And we now know that negative people can take a level of control around their own health and well-being that they haven't been able to previously, and that it's been left in the positive person's court to be in control of.
Simon, as we wrap things up, what's the best place to sign the petition? Is to go to the VAC website?
So either go to the Star Observer page, watch the video, that will refer you back through to change.org, or go to our website, that can also link you back there. Any of our Facebook pages will have links to it. Or go to change.org and look up PrEP VAC.
And, you know, or you can go to the Hide and Seek website and there's
follow me on Twitter, you'll see it everywhere.
you'll get a handle on it, and not a problem about that.
Simon, thank you very much for joining me on this rather different episode of Hide and Seek. I'm glad that you came in.
It's unusual to talk about you, Dean.
Piss off. You're listening to Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9.
You can subscribe to Hide and Seek's podcast for free. Visit joy.org.au/hide and seek for more information. Suggest a topic, a guest, or provide feedback. Email hideandseek@joy.org.au. Hide and Seek is presented by Andrew the Apprentice, James Findlay and Avi Miller. Post-production by David Cheshire.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek. Hide and Seek.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.